Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy, our God is worthy, yet he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is worthy. Our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, 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 amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, amen. Prayer partners, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, la-di-da-di, everybody, under the sound of my voice, we greet you this morning. Here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord, a place where we meet, amen, 6 o'clock in the morning, amen, 6 days a week, amen, back on Sundays at 12 to declare the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I am Dr. Alfreda, amen. It is my pleasure to be in the service of the Lord on this morning. TGIF, today God is first. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added, will be added unto us. Amen. And so we thank God. Amen. For today, we ask that you would have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Especially our first time visitors. Don't be shy. Amen. The breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Listen, we're just serving as his mouthpiece as he speaks to us to tell us, amen, what he would have us to know. He who have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. We pray that you have enjoyed our teaching. Amen. And just to whet your appetite, amen, on the fruit of the Spirit, enough to cause you, amen, to, amen, pick up your Bibles and pick up your notebooks and pads and all your study and material, and allow the Holy Spirit to take you deeper, even deeper. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we bless the Lord, because we could talk on and on and on, amen, on any subject in the Bible. And guess what? And you'll never run out of words. You'll never run out. You will never exhaust the whole subject. Amen. Because every time you go deeper, you find out that there's deeper depths and higher heights in the Lord. You will never exhaust. Beloved, for us to say we have exhausted the whole subject is to say that we have figured out God. Amen. And nobody can figure out God. Amen. If we could figure out God, he would cease from being God. That's why he is God. Amen. Glory be to God. But we love him and we thank him because he gives us just enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Just enough. Hallelujah, glory be to God, and we got to handle that, and we got to chop, we got to chew that, amen. You ever see, glory be to God, some people, they have a mouthful of food, and they trying to put some more food in, but they haven't chewed, they haven't digested what's already in their mouth. Well, you can't put any more food in until you digest what's already in your mouth, and that's how it is, beloved, when we partake of the Lord's word, amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. This morning, I want to encourage your heart. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I'm calling this Try Jesus, but then you can create your own subject. Amen. And whatever the Lord is saying to you. Amen. I ask that you return with me in your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter number 11. Matthew, chapter number 11. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Matthew, chapter number 11, verse number 28, and it reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God, and to God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. The Lord is encouraging us today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That he's going to take the weight. When I was growing up, amen, you know how we, you know, have our slang and the slangs of the day. And one that was very, very popular, amen, we would ask, who's going to take the weight? Y'all remember that one? Who's going to take the weight? I don't know. Maybe some of you guys over here are pinochle fans. I'm a pinochle fan. Okay, my mother taught us how to play pinochle when we were like, you know, in our early teens. And every time me and my sisters get together, we play some pinochle. We love the rough head. We love it. We play cutthroat. We play partners. Amen. And so pinochle, the thing about pinochle, glory be to God, you got to know how to count. You got to have a good memory. Amen. To play pinochle. So we do that. That's one of the things that we do. Amen. We come together as a family. Amen. But amen. You ask a question after you look at your cards in your hand. You say, who's going to take the weight? Amen. Who's going to take the weight, beloved? Amen. Hallelujah. And I know some people, amen, have taken the weight for family members. I have a cousin right now, a glory be to God, who did 8 years in jail for his brother. His brother was really the guilty one, but he didn't want to see his brother go to jail. So he went to jail for his brother. 8 years. He told them, I did it, but he didn't do it. He took the weight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Who's going to take the weight? Amen. The Bible tells us, beloved, in our scripture in this today, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor. Are you a laborer today, beloved? Amen. That Greek word for labor describes the most wearisome kind of labor. We're not talking about the labor. We know when you work a 9-to-5, you know, when you work all week, at the end of the week, you're tired. Okay. As a matter of fact, you ain't got to get to the end of the week. Most of us, by the time Wednesday comes, they call it hump day. It's Wednesday comes, we tired. Okay. So we're not talking about that type of labor, beloved. Amen. We're talking about, amen, the wearisome kind of labor. See, this is a person who has given everything that he has to a project or an assignment. Have you ever been on a project assignment? And I mean, you gave it everything you had. I mean, I'm not talking about no half-stepping, no putting off to tomorrow, no putting off till I take a break. I mean, you gave it everything you had. This word here, labor, beloved, is a person that is striving, laboring, and working with every fiber of their being. I mean, like, you just into it. Glory be to God. But the Greek tense describes people who have been laboring under this load without a pause for a very long time. This is what this word means. Come to me who labor. The Bible saying it's intense, and it didn't just happen yesterday. It didn't just happen last week. No, you've been under this type of pressure for a long time now. Matter of fact, you're about to break. So it appears as though you're about to break. It appears that you're about to have a nervous breakdown. It appears like you're about to crumble. Why? Because you've been under this type of labor for a long time. Glory be to God. And now it has become worrisome. It has become exhausting and unending. Like you wonder, like, will I ever get to the end of this? And you can't see any light at the end of the tunnel. When it is exhausting, beloved. I mean, like, you know, some of you know what I'm talking about because you've been there. Some of you might be there right now. Your labor, exhausting. Glory be to God. He says here, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. That word heavy laden, beloved, tells us why these people are so weary for their labors. These words, beloved, heavy laden in the Greek, denotes a load or a burden that is normal and expected for an individual to carry in life. This word here, heavy laden, beloved, is a military term that described the backpack or the bag that every soldier was required to carry as a part of their career as a soldier. And carrying such a weight was a normal requirement. Glory be to God. It was an expected requirement for the soldiers. Put your backpack on. Glory be to God. This is what they did. This is what we do. This is how you do it. Glory be to God. But beloved, the weight of those backpacks and those bags was determined by the length of the soldier's journey. If they had a short trip, then the bag would be less. But if the assignment mandated a longer journey, they was going to be traveling for a while, then the weight of the backpack or the bag would be heavier. It would be heavy laden. Heavy laden. Why? Because it's a long trip. Glory be to God. This means, beloved, Jesus was referring to people who have been doing their job for a very long time, and their job wasn't done yet. You've been working. You've been working in the vineyard. You've been working it physically. Glory, you've been working it mentally. You've been working. You've been working. My God. Glory be to God. Can I get a mental vacation? Glory be to God. Can I get a break? Glory be to God. As we ask people that sometimes, give me a break. Why? Glory be to God. It's because this is long here. I thought this thing would have ended now. Enough. Glory be to God. Jesus is talking here, beloved, about people whose journey had not been a quick journey. Glory be to God. It wasn't quick, short, and easy. See? And much of it was still before them. Still before them. Well, is we there yet? No. When we going to be there yet? When we going to be there? You ever put some children in the back of the car and drive for a while? We there yet? Mommy, Grandma, we there yet? No, we ain't there yet. They had quite a long distance yet to go before they reached their destination. Quite a while. Knowing how exhausted they were, and yet how much further they had to go before they were finished. Especially back in Jesus' time, beloved, because they didn't have Uber. They didn't have Lyft. They didn't have automobiles. They didn't even have public transportation. They didn't have taxis. They was walking everywhere they went. Can you imagine? We can get in our car and be somewhere in 20 minutes. It might take them 2-3 days traveling time, walking on foot. So, beloved, so Jesus is speaking to them. Jesus is speaking to us. Glory be to God, because some of us, amen, are heavy laden. We're tired. Like, how long? Like, my God. My God, I thought it would have been over by now. Glory be to still working in the vineyard. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said here, amen. Glory be to God. He said, hallelujah. What did Jesus say? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, come unto me. Hallelujah. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Heavy laden. Heavy laden. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And he said, and I will give you rest. Come on. Thank God for these refreshing words this morning. Refreshing words. I'm going to give you rest. Lay right here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The sheets are clean. The bed is made. Glory be to God. The house is ready. I'm going to give you rest. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I went in somebody's house the other day. Glory be to God. And they offered me some tea. Oh, glory be to God. The hospitality, can I offer you some tea? And she was telling me the candy cane tea and all these special teas that she has. Amen. That hospitality. But beloved, amen, Jesus has said, come unto me. Amen. And I'm going to give you rest. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Somebody turn around and tell your neighbor, say, try Jesus. Try Jesus. Hallelujah. The songwriter said, when you tried everything, and everything has failed, try Jesus. But beloved, you don't have to wait till you try everything. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to give you rest. Beloved, that word rest, amen, in the Greek, glory be to God, means to rest, to relax, calm, or to refresh. Lord said, come unto me. I'm going to refresh you. My God. Oh, my God. I'm going to calm you down. My God, hallelujah. I'm your mint tea. I'm your candy cane tea. Glory be to God, hallelujah. I'm going to give you, you don't need the pills. You don't need all of that. I'm going to give it to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That word, beloved, amen, in the Greek, rest, glory be to God, carries the meaning to pause, to cease, to desist or to refrain. Huh? Hallelujah. In our modern day language, beloved, it could be translated to take a breather. Anybody need a breather? To have a break. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. An interval, an interruption, a time to get away from something or some responsibility. Isn't it wonderful? God said, I'm going to give you a break. My God. Sometimes, beloved, you work these jobs. They don't even want you to. You better not be in the bathroom too long. And we know, especially us as women, some days of the month, it takes us a little extra time in the bathroom. They watching the clock. Come on now. Don't even want you to take a break. So, glory be to God. I know some parents, especially single parents, have never had a break from their children. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Spouses haven't had a break from the family. Glory be to God. I know some pastors have never had a break from the ministry. Glory be to God. I know some people, they work on their physical job 7 days a week. Glory be to God. 10, 12 hours a day. Never get a break. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Some of us are in spiritual warfare right now with the enemy. Don't look like he giving us no break either. But the Lord says, come unto me, all ye that are laden. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That are heavy laden. And I'm going to give you a break. I'm going to give you rest. But baby, when God gives you rest, everybody else got to back up. When God says it's time out, hallelujah. God said, lay down here. Glory be to God. Relax. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Watch a movie. Ain't no sin in watching no movies. It depends on what movie you're watching. Hey, come on now. Hallelujah. Read a book. Glory be to God. Go get your feet done. Go get your nails done. Go on to the hairdresser. Go to the barber shop. Go to the spa. Hey, come on, somebody. Hey, I love it. Take a weekend
weekend off. Hey, my God. Hallelujah. Take a week off. He might give you more than that. Hallelujah. Mentally, spiritually, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to give you rest. Ain't nobody got nothing to say about this. Your boss didn't do it. Your spouse didn't do it. You didn't do it. God did it. Hey, my God, my God, my God. People looking for you, and they calling you, and God answering the telephone. Amen. And say they on vacation. Hey, my God. He'll become your assistant. He'll become your secretary. He'll answer the phone and say, they on vacation. May I help you? Hey, the devil come looking for you. Amen. Knocking on your door. Amen. Harassing you. Amen. And Jesus will answer the door and say, they resting right now. Glory be to God. May I help you? Oh, my God, my God, my God. We bless be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Let me put in glory be to God. I don't want that to, I don't want my computer to die. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I will give you rest. Beloved, Jesus never promised that he would take difficult assignments away from you. However, I'm going to tell you what he did promise. He did promise that if you would come to him, he did promise that if you would come to him, he would give you the rest you need in order to be refreshed for the continuation and the conclusion of the journey. Oh, my God, and that's true. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Beloved, amen. When my alarm clock goes off 3 o'clock in the morning, I can't think about it because I lay back down. Amen. I might not, y'all be looking for me, you won't find me. When I get up 3 o'clock in the morning, especially time as Wednesday come, I be sitting on my bed and I tell the Lord the same words and say, Lord, your servant is tired. Lord, I'm just tired. And I just come to God just like that. God knows, like I did this morning, like I did yesterday, and I'm probably going to be doing it tomorrow. But let me tell you something, beloved. Hallelujah. God will give you that refreshing. God will give you that fresh oil. God will give you that renewal. Glory be to God. I was so tired last night. Amen. Glory be to God. Trying to do the Medicare, trying to beat that deadline, December the 7th, trying to help as many senior citizens as I can. Amen. Glory be to God doing that. Still trying to do for my grandchildren. Amen. Glory be to God. Still trying to do for the ministry. When the ministry partners have a need, got to deal with that. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Minister Erica came in last night. My God, with like a storm. My God, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so proud of the Holy Ghost in that young woman. Glory be to God. I felt that. Let me tell you something. God will revive you in the midst of your weariness. When you feel like you can't even get up from the chair to the bed. Anybody know what I'm talking about? When you sitting in that recline in that chair and you say, Lord, can I get strength to get up to my bed? Anybody know what I'm talking about? God will refresh you right there on the spot. Bro, you say, oh, I'm going to give you some rest. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God never promised us we wasn't going to be tired. Jesus was tired. There ain't nothing new. They on the boat. Jesus on the boat sleeping. Well, why do you think Jesus was sleeping? He wasn't playing games with the disciples. Jesus was sleeping because Jesus was tired. But he got up and rebuked the storm. Let me tell you something. God will rebuke the storm in your life. Hey, why, my God, because he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. God did not promise us we wasn't going to get tired. Saints, get over it. You cannot do nothing and still be tired. I know some people don't do nothing. They don't work. They don't do nothing. And they are, anytime you talk to them, they tired. Glory be. Sometimes it's a mindset. Glory be to God. You just got a tired mindset. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So he never promised us that he would, amen, take that away. He never promised us that he would take away difficult assignments. He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Glory be to God. But he said, but I tell you what I will do for you, and a promise is a promise with the Lord, and he don't break them. He said, but I'll come to you. I'll come to you. Yes, I will. My God, my God, my God. And you look up, and here goes Jesus. Hey, my God, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what else God promised you, in case you're interested. He said, I promise you that I'm going to give you rest. You're going to get the rest you need in order to be refreshed. You got to be refreshed to continue your journey, because if you're not refreshed, you're going to faint. If you're not refreshed, you're going to fall. If you're not refreshed, well, you're going to fail. People come to me and say, I was talking to somebody, and this feeling men has seen. They said, well, Pastor Bradford, how in the world do you do all this? I said, baby, because God give me rest. But when do you sleep? I said, babe, don't worry about me sleeping. Let me tell you something right now. I don't care if I got 2 hours a night before Pastor Bradford, get her rest. Why? Because God give it to me. God will give it to me. Glory be to God. And God will give it to you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, beloved, hallelujah. When it seems like you're giving all that you have, and most of the times we do. Lord, I don't know everybody I'm talking to this morning around the globe, but I know the ones over here in the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Y'all know we give it all we got. I've never seen a group of hardworking, sacrificial people going the last mile away, amen, going over and beyond the call of duty. Glory be to God. Giving it all we have, not shortchanging the kingdom and not shortchanging God. But even with all we give, beloved, there's still so much more for you to do before you're finished. You ain't finished yet. I think it was Sister Shannon said on the 5 o'clock call this morning, it ain't over till God says it's over. Beloved, so just take a break from your journey. Sometimes, beloved, you got to take a break from your journey and go to Jesus for some supernatural refreshing. Ooh, he'll pull out that fresh oil. You'll be wondering where the tiredness went. I was ready to crawl in my bed at 7 o'clock last night. Couldn't go because our service was at 7:30. The only way I was going to get in my bed was to crawl in it. And here it is at 10 o'clock, 10:30. I had all this energy. I had to make myself. I said, all right, free to go to bed. I could have started scrubbing the walls, pulling out the pine all. 10 o'clock at night. With 3 hours later, I didn't have energy to get up off the chair. What happened? Revive us again. Hallelujah. Revival, baby. It's called revival. It's called fresh oil. It's called the Lord giving you rest. Hallelujah. God can touch you. You never even laid down. Glory be to God. You never even sat down. But when God touched you, glory be to God, you was revived in the touch. You was refreshed in the touch. Well, he'll touch you with his word. Glory be to God. When you get in agreement with the word of God, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You say, I'm okay right now. I'm okay. Well, I thought you was tired. I thought you was, yeah, but Jesus came by. Hey, my God. You talking about sipping on tea? Yeah, Jesus came by. Hey, my God, my God, my God. Well, love it. Turn around and tell your neighbor, try Jesus. Try Jesus. He says here, glory be to God. He says this. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Amen. Beloved, amen. The word take. Jesus said, take, take, take. Hallelujah. He's telling us, beloved, that means to deliberately lift or to deliberately take up. The fact that Jesus used the word, beloved, take up, hallelujah, implies that one must deliberately invite Jesus into the harness. Jesus ain't coming unless you invite him in. He ain't coming. I'm sorry. He ain't coming. If you don't invite Jesus in your heart, he ain't coming. If you don't invite Jesus in your house, he ain't coming. If you don't invite Jesus in your situation, he ain't coming. As much as you need him, he ain't coming. As much as you might want him, he ain't coming because you still haven't invited him in. He says here, that's what he says, take. Deliberately invite Jesus in, beloved. And when you do, let me tell you something. He can help you plow. Glory be to God. He says, take my yoke upon you. That word yoke in the Greek, beloved, describes the wooden yoke that joined two animals together. And when these two animals was joined together by this wooden yoke, they could combine their strength to pull a load that generally would have been too difficult for the one animal to pull by itself. So you yoke the two animals together, and now you have double strength. Somebody say double power. Oh, my God, my God. No wonder why the Bible says if two or three touch and agree on anything, it shall be done. Now, hallelujah. Beloved, this yoke that was used, amen, to bring these animals together as one made them inseparable. Inseparable. As a result, because of the yoke, they were stronger. And their combined strength made their task easier. Beloved, this is Jesus' offer to the weary and the tired worker. Are you weary this morning? Tell the truth. God already knows. Yeah, he know you're weary. That's why he sent this message. Amen. Are you tired? Just tell the truth. He already know. That's why he sent this message. You in the physical. You live in the body. Your body get tired. Glory. Some of us, amen, we weary and wounded. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We tired. See, especially when you ain't been praying the way you should have been praying. I ain't said you wasn't praying, but you know that you ain't praying the way you should have been praying. Huh? But Jesus offers, let me tell you now, this is beautiful as we wind down this morning, beloved. Jesus offers to come alongside the worker and join him in his assignment or his affairs. He said, I'm going to yoke up with you. Come on. Somebody say, partner with Jesus. Tell somebody, try it. Jesus said, I tell you what, you tired. Amen. And he said, but I'm going to yoke up with you. Because two is better than one. Yay! My God, my God. He said, two is better than one. He said, glory be to God. He said, take my yoke upon you. Hallelujah. I'm going to come alongside, amen, in your affairs, in your ministry, in your assignment, in your jobs, your duties, whatever you got to do today. He said, I'm yoking up with you. Hey, my God, my God. However, beloved, the worker, the weary soul, hallelujah, and this is why the Lord tells us, be not weary in well-doing. That weary soul has to make the deliberate choice to enter into this working relationship and to come under the yoke of Jesus. See, Jesus is not going to stalk you, harass you, snatch you, kidnap you, and put the yoke around your neck and say, yoke with me. Nah, baby, it don't work that way. Uh-uh. You got to come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now. You got to come to Jesus, beloved. He has to take the yoke upon Jesus yourself. Glory be to God. This is why he said this. Look at it again. He says, come unto me. You see that? You see the action word? Jesus didn't say, I'm coming to you. He said, you come to me. Our patriarchs used to say, baby, you take one step, God take two. That's what they were talking about. The Bible don't say you take one, he take two, but that's what they was talking about. When you come to Jesus, Jesus will come to you. Glory be to God. He said, you come to Jesus. Faith without works is dead. You take the first step. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I know you're tired. I've been watching you. I know you're tired. I know you're burned out. I see you. He said, but when you come to me, I'll give you rest. We looking for rest without coming to Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. We want rest, but we don't want to come to Jesus to get it. We want to come over here to the liquor bottle. We want to smoke a little marijuana. We want to get our groove on. We want to knock a little boots. We want to do a little traveling. We want to do this, that, everything, but come to Jesus. And you know, went on vacation and you came back, you're still tired. You know, got drunk, you hangover, you come to yourself, you're still tired. You know, spend all your money, you're still tired. You know, tried everything but Jesus and you're still tired. When you tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, and I will give you it. Take, see that? Here you go. Take my yoke upon you. See that? You got to make the move, baby. Turn around and tell your neighbor, whoever, make the pastor, I'm here by myself. That's okay. You're not by yourself. The Holy Ghost is there. Angels there. Amen. Talk to yourself. It's okay. Bust a move. It's time to bust a move. Take my yoke upon. He didn't say, I'm giving you the yoke. He said, take it. It's right here on the table. Mama, can I have some money? Yeah, baby. What you need? I need $20. Okay, it's on the table. Then you walk over to the table and you pick it up. Saints, all you got to do is walk on over, amen, to the word and pick it up. The word of God works if you work it. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, we have to take the yoke of Jesus upon ourselves, reaching out by faith. You got to reach out by faith to lift it up. And after you lift it up, then now you have to exercise your faith to place it upon yourself. I'm just waiting for God to lift it up. It ain't going to happen. I'm just waiting for God to, you know, to put it on me. It ain't going to happen. He said, you do it. Faith without works is dead. Without faith, it's impossible to please. He said, you do it. What you waiting for? I'm just waiting on God. Waiting on God to do what? Waiting on God to do what God told you to do? God ain't doing your work. It's like the spoiled brat. Amen. You tell your child to clean up the room. Child didn't clean up the room. And then the mom go in, amen, and clean up the room. Spoiling those children. You told them, what type of man or woman they going to be? Not always looking for somebody to do something for them. You told them to clean up the room. Now they're moving too slow, so you clean up the room. But God ain't working that way. If I don't put it on, maybe God will put it on me. No. God cannot void his word. Beloved, being yoked to Jesus in your life, being yoked to Jesus in your ministry, your business, being yoked to Jesus in your personal affairs is a premeditated, determined choice. Write that down in your notebooks today. Premeditated, determined choice. Not something that occurs accidentally. It ain't going to just happen. I don't know. I was just walking down the street and then I found out here was this yoke and I was just yoked up to Jesus. Cut it. You've been smoking too much. Beloved, just as two animals that are yoked together make a job more easy and more manageable, the strength of you and Jesus together is unbeatable. I think we're going to retitle this message, amen, Unbeatable. But baby, let me tell you something. God is the majority all by himself. And then you're going to hook up with the majority. What that make you? That make you a winner. How you going to lose and you walking with a winner? Now, you're not walking with a winner. You're walking with the winner. That is why the Lord went on to say, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The word easy, beloved, means pleasurable, delightful, comfortable. This means it is a delight to work with the Lord. Beloved, it is so true. It is so true. The more I go every day, it's not even a burden. It's not wearisome. It's not nothing you regret. It's something that I look forward to because it is such a delight to work with the Lord. He's the best person to work with. Oh, my God, he's easy. When you are yoked together with Jesus, even the most difficult assignments become pleasurable. Situations that would normally make you uneasy become comfortable. Being yoked together with him changes the atmosphere and brings peace and strength to your soul. It is the most pleasurable experience in the world. And that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Beloved, as I conclude, Jesus concluded this verse by saying, being yoked together with him is light. I'm going to read this one more time for those of you just signing in. Matthew 11. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Anybody looking for rest? You will find rest unto your souls. See, your body is not what needs the rest. That's why you can go to bed tired and wake up tired. Your body is not what needs to rest. Your soul needs to rest. But Jesus said when you come unto him, you're going to find rest unto your soul. He said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Glory be to God. Being yoked together with him. See, being yoked together with Jesus is light. Sometimes we yoked up with people, glory be to God, and it's so heavy. Oh my God. It's so heavy being yoked up with this person as a business partner and whatever you yoked up with them at, it is difficult. My God, you're struggling because it's heavy. But when you yoked up with Jesus, it's not heavy, it's light. Oh, come on, somebody, give the Lord some praise on this morning. Give the Lord some praise on this morning. The word light, beloved, describes something that is not burdensome, but it's light and it's easy. Beloved, I can tell you from personal experience, what was once hard, what was once worrisome, what was once troubling, because you was doing it all alone, pleasurable and lighter, when you partner with Jesus. Turn it over to 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 Jesus and you will smile the rest of your day. So what about you, beloved? My dear brothers and sisters this morning, ladies and gentlemen, my dear friends, amen. What about you? Are you going to keep pulling the plow through that solid ground all by yourself? Oh, solo range, long ranger. This solo. I go solo. I'm solo. The long ranger. Just you. Yeah, just you. You done left God and everything. I got this. I got this. Glory be to God. Boy, I'm so glad I learned through the years. I used to be that way. Oh, saints. I'm telling you, I would try to figure the thing out. How are we going to do this? Put this together? Look at them possibilities. What about this? You talking about stress and pressure? Trying to figure this thing out? But where the money going to come from? And how are we going to do this? And how are we going to do that? And, well, let me call this person over here. And you call that person over here, and they can't help you. You call that person over here, and all they want to do is talk about something else. And the other person here ain't answering the phone. I've been there. I've been there. See, that was one of my greatest deliverance. See, because I'm still the same person. I still want to know how it's going to work out, but I don't try to figure it out by myself no more. Matter of fact, I don't even try to figure it out. I just take it to the Lord in prayer. I said, Lord, for example, I said, Lord, y'all heard me. It just came across my heart one morning on prayer. I said, you know what? I think we want to come together this year, but I said, I don't know where. I don't know where. Amen. But I want us to come together. I just put gave it to the Lord in prayer. I didn't call no hotels. I ain't do nothing. I ain't did nothing. I went to support somebody. I went to be a blessing to somebody. Walked into the place, and the Lord said, this is it. Beloved, when we acknowledge the Lord in all our ways, he will direct our path. All we got to do is talk to Jesus. We forgetting to talk to him. We talking to everybody but Jesus. Or we ain't talking at all. We ain't talking at all. We talking too much, and we talking to the wrong people. Talk to Jesus. Look, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Never, amen, share your problems with somebody who can't help you. Why are you wasting your time like that? You know they can't help you. But when you turn it over to Jesus, Jesus is the answer, baby. He got all the answers. He's the problem solver. Hallelujah. So, beloved, are you going to keep trying to do it by yourself? That's my question for you this morning. You going to keep plowing by yourself? How you going to make this happen? How you going to make that happen? What did it was? How, what, when, what, what? And now you got a headache, got a migraine headache, got to go lay down, blood pressure high, vitals high, amen, glory be to God, doing stupid stuff, running stop signs, going through the red light, glory be to leaving the stove on, got the water running. What's up with this? What? Jesus said, take a chill pill. Let me give you some rest. Because he said, you about to wreck yourself. You about to wreck yourself and your family. You're going to burn the whole house down. Now let the pot on the stove. And you all that exhausted. Oh, I fell asleep with the pot running. What? I was just trying to figure. Why are you trying to figure something out when Jesus already got it figured? Why? How long are you going to beat yourself up? Looking old, looking wrinkled, well, losing weight, gaining weight, glory be to God. Whoa, that is not God's will. You way outside of God's will. You're going the hard way. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. Why are you going hard when Jesus made it easy? Hey, my God, I got the clothes right now, beloved. Let me ask you one more question before we get a minute. Or are you going to allow Jesus to become partner with you in your endeavors? Anybody want to take Jesus on as a partner? I'm looking for a life partner. I'm looking for a business partner. I need somebody to partner with me. Glory be to God. All right. Hey, that's good. But have you considered Jesus? Ah, my God, have you considered Jesus? Hey, my God, Lord have mercy. Going it alone, beloved, is the hardest course that you can take. You might want to write that down. That's the hardest course that you can take when you try to do it alone. Just me. I'm good. I ain't got no problem with it. You ain't got no problem with it, Ed. Well, Jesus do. Because he don't want you to go out like that. You're working your heart overtime. Baby, you better save that heart. You need every beat you can get. You're working your heart overtime. The blood vessels in your head about to pop. Work for the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You would have. Look, let me tell you something. That first aneurysm that I had back in 07, I wouldn't be surprised. Amen. Glory be to God. They said it's not directly related to stress, but it's tied into it. I ain't surprised. Because I was the type of person, I was always trying to figure something out on my own. Shoot, not no more. I ain't going the hard way when I can go easy. Who want to go hard when you can go easy? My God. Beloved, amen. Partner up with Jesus. When you choose to be yoked together with Jesus, you suddenly have the greatest partner in the universe. Who will turn a once hard situation into the most pleasurable experience of your life. Only God can do it. Only God can do it. Try Jesus, beloved. Try Jesus. Amen. Partner with Jesus. Exchange your heavy burdens today. Hallelujah. Do it God's way. It's heavy because you want it done your way. You determined. You just so stubborn. You refuse to budge, my way or no way, my way or the highway. Man, that's why you're going through all that frustration. Give that to Jesus. Give your hard way to Jesus and let him give you the easy way. Because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Amen. 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 Father God, in the name of Jesus, we admit that we've been trying to pull the whole load by ourselves. And we simply cannot do it any longer. We have given every ounce of our strength. Now, Father, we need you to come alongside us and help us finish the task that is before us. We are willing to do it, but we must have your help if we're going to do it with all of our heart and finish it all the way to the end. So today, Father, we are asking you to become yoked with us in our jobs, become yoked with us in our businesses, become yoked with us in our ministries, become yoked with us in our families, and become yoked with us in all of our personal affairs. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. And this is the word of God, the blessed word of God that will not return into a void, but it will accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. In form of announcements, okay, the altar prayer at 12 o'clock. And then at 7:30, we will have our prayer summit with Pastor Lisa Ferguson, praying for family and finances on Zoom. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The link is on our website. The link is on our Facebook page. Matter of fact, you don't even need a link if you go into our website. Just go to lifewordjesus.org. Erica has everything hooked up. It says enter the Zoom right here. You click it. I mean, just don't get no easier than that. If you don't have a computer, you just call in on the telephone number. Amen. Call the prayer line number. I got the announcement there. I got everything spelled out. It can't get no easier than that. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. 7:30 tonight in Jesus' name. Okay, Friday night, bring your own praise. Bring your own praise. Bring your own praise party. Beloved, you know why this Friday night should be special? It's the Friday before Thanksgiving. It's the Friday before Thanksgiving. I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, we ain't wait till one day of the week to give God some praise and be thankful, but I'm telling you the truth. I know you got something to give God some praise for. I know you got a testimony for the Lord if it's nothing more than, look, my heart's still beating. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Bring your own praise party. Remember, it's 9 o'clock, not 10 o'clock. Now, we had a couple people, you know, they forgot. They called in at 10 o'clock. We was almost trying to ramp up. Glory be to God. And then they came in. We had to start over again. And so we ended up the same time. Amen. But if we start at 9 o'clock, that'll give the Spirit liberty to do what the Spirit wants to do. So set your alarm clock. Well, look, that's how I remember stuff. I don't set my alarm clock. You know, that's my reminder. It's time now to call in. It's time now. It's time. Glory be to God. If I don't do that, y'all be looking for me, and I might be resting. And where was you, Pastor? The Lord gave me some rest, baby. The Lord gave me some rest. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. I love you. Amen. Glory be to God. I think that's all our announcements. Prayer call 12. Prayer summit tonight. Okay, this weekend, the end of the month, the ticket money is coming in. We want to thank God. Pastor Westfield has her two tickets. Bishop Lambert got his two tickets on yesterday. Glory be to God. The tickets are coming in. The tickets are coming in. Beloved, definitely the end of the month. Definitely the end of the month. Definitely the end of the month. Amen. Especially for the Souvenir Journal, because when the ads are coming in for the Souvenir Journal, Erica has to organize all that, okay, set all that up. Then it has to go to the printers, okay? The printers got to reproduce. We don't want to be running around no day before our anniversary, you know, talking about we got to go to the printers. Oh, that's ghetto. We bigger than that now. We growing up. We did that when we was babies. Come on, we grown folks now. Come on now. When December 1st set in, we want to say everything is done. Look, I got the gifts over here. I'm telling you, I'm so proud of myself. Glory be to God. I just got a couple little things more to do. And when I find out who's coming, amen, a couple little more things to do. Amen, beloved. So tell your friends. I've mentioned it to somebody, glory be to God. I told them about it. They said, sure. They said, how much is that? A half a page ad. Glory be to God. They gave me the ad. Glory be to God. All of these said, here, take this. Tell Brother Reed to come by and pick up the money. I said, okay. I'm going to tell Brother Reed to come by and pick up the money. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Brother Reed ain't got to go nowhere. We got Cash App. We got PayPal. You ain't got to go nowhere. Amen. But beloved, amen, we got the tickets. The tickets is just if you need a ticket, you don't look. Everybody know everybody. You know, anybody going to get there. And look, we know everybody. Your name is on the list, so you don't need no ticket. Now, if you're selling to a friend or stranger, all right, they want a ticket, we give them a ticket. But we got the tickets. But you don't need no tickets. Amen. Glory be to God, because we know who you are. Amen. All right, so that's our announcements for that coming up on the 19th of December. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. All right, I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. I get pleasure in doing the will of the Lord. Why? Because His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to trade in my old filthy garments. All these songs are coming to my mind. Amen. I'm looking in queue here. I don't see the song I want to play. Amen. As we sign out, I wanted to play. I got to download this one. Turn it over to Jesus. Let me see if I got this in queue. We're going to close out with this song. If I had, I don't think, let me see. I don't think I had that one. Let me go to the T's. See, what I have to do, I have to go to YouTube prior to, before, I got to do it like the night before. I find the song that I want. Then I download it in the special software I have. Then I have to upload it. The Blog Talk Radio, if y'all want to know how this music get in here, you know what I mean? Pastor be working. Pastor be working. But guess what? Pastor got, she working with joy. It's a pleasure for me to work like this. Amen. Hallelujah. But I did interview an assistant on yesterday. I did interview an assistant. Okay, turn it. Oh, I don't have it. Okay, I don't have it in queue. I'm going to make sure I get it in queue. Amen. So we going to play something else tonight. Amen. Today. Amen. But Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father God, for the word of God as it has come forth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we are partnering with you. We yoking up with you, Father God, because working with you is a joy. Amen. How you're the best person in the world, in the universe to work with and to work for. And we say thank you. God, as we go forward today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity, premature death, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow. Father God, as we pray this morning on the early morning prayer, we're believing you for miracles, signs, and wonders. In Jesus' name, Father God, we say thank you. Now, Father God, hallelujah, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, and we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus. It cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. In Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. The Lord bless you, keep you, his face smile upon you, and give you peace, give you joy. Amen. Hallelujah. And give you your heart's desire. Amen. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Everybody, everybody, lottie dottie, everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Amen. In Jesus' name we thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.